think it's appropriate next Mirtz Hashem, this Thursday, upcoming Thursday, we're going to be faced with a mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Be'ezus Hashem. The Megadon tells us that Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av, and I'd like to discuss a little bit certain aspects of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, how it's going to be built, who is going to be involved in the building, and if we have time, maybe even without the Mashiach, whether how it's relevant today, the Inyan Beis HaMikdash and the Kaisel HaMaravi that we have today. So the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara tells us in Shavuos that there's two the Gemara tells us in Shavuos and Bas Tesvavim Beis that there's a limitation to the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that since the Mishkan was set up B'yom HaKimas HaMishkan, so the Gemara tells us B'yom V'lo B'layla. And the Gemara also as well tells us that you're not allowed to build the Mishkan, and we assume that this applies to the Beis HaMikdash as well, because of Mishnah writes in his commentary on the Rambam. So this halacha also applies to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that we are going to be obligated to build the Beis HaMikdash in the daytime, and we also are not obligated, we're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Those are two limitations that the Gemara says when it comes to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Fine. There's a halacha when it comes to Binyan Beis HaMikdash that we're faced with every time we bench. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Pei tells us that you're obligated when you bench to cover the knives on the table when you bench. And it's not clear exactly why this practice is so. So the Beis Yosef brings two reasons. The first reason...
Not on Shabbos.
The first reason, we'll get to that in a second, the first reason is the Shibolei Aleket. The Shibolei Aleket says, there was a story, a Maisa Shahaya, and a guy was benching, and he got to Uvnei Yerushalayim, and he was so distressed, he took the knife on his table, and he stabbed himself. So the Shibolei Aleket says, we're very worried that, you know, the Churban to us is such a chomer thing, we're going to get distressed. So you have to make sure that people are not going to stab themselves. Halach l'maisa, the poskim are really not so choshesh, but it kind of puts into perspective the amount of avilus and the amount of distress we're supposed to feel over the Churban HaMikdash this coming Thursday. So the other, halach l'maisa, the other psak the Beis Yosef brings is because the mitzvah of binyan, hamizbeach, cannot be done, the Torah tells us, cannot be done with a cheref. Since it can't be done with a cherub, so we're maskir that Indian since a shulchan is doma to a mizbeach, so you don't put a sack in, you cover the sack in at least when you bench. So the Beis Yosef says, and the Magen Avraham explains, that if this is so then on Shabbos V'yantif, where there's no binyan Beis HaMikdash, where we have no mitzvah to build, you can't build on Shabbos V'yantif, so then there's no reason, according to the second day, which we paskin, to cover the knives on the shulchan. But the Meshech Chachma asks a very basic question. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Yisro asks, if this is so why isn't it that we shouldn't have to cover it at nighttime either? If I told you that there are two limitations to the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that it's either only, it's not on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and it's also not at nighttime. So if the reason for covering the zakin is because it pertains to when there is a mitzvah of binyan, and on Shabbos V'yanta there's no mitzvah of binyan, so at nighttime there's no mitzvah of binyan either. You're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night. So the Meshech Chachma says, you're right. If the halacha of Shulchan Doma L'Mizbeach was referring to the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash, so that would have been the halacha. And just like you don't have to cover it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you also don't have to cover it B'Laila. However, says the Meshech Chachma, we have a mistake. When we say that Shulchan is Doma L'Mizbeach, it's not talking about the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it's talking about a Bama. A Bama, which is a Mizbeach that they had before the Beis HaMikdash was built, that's what they were makriv karbanos, a Bama that a person is allowed to bring karbanos even without the Beis HaMikdash, so that was the comparison between a Shulchan Doma L'Mizbeach. A Shulchan in our house is similar to a Bama. Meshech Chachma explains, a Bama, which doesn't have Kedushas HaMikdash, is allowed to be built, and doesn't have the limitations and restrictions of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is allowed to be built at nighttime. This is actually the Meshech Chachma L'Shitasa, because the Meshech Chachma writes earlier that Yaakov woke up in the morning when he was sleeping in the Makom HaMikdash to build the Mizbeach, he waited till the morning to build the Mizbeach. Because the Meshech Chachma Shita is, when it comes to the Mizbeach of the Mikdash, so then all the restrictions of the Beis HaMikdash, when you're allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to build it at night. So you're also not allowed to build the Mizbeach at night. So that is what the Meshech Chachma explains. We'll see in a second, not everyone agrees to this Meshech Chachma. So we have two limitations that we've discussed that limit when you're allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. Not at night, and not on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's very interesting that the Gemara in Sukkah, discussing something totally different, seemingly totally contradicts this Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was very worried. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a special takana. The halacha is that you're only allowed to eat chadash from a certain date and on, from Tet Zayin and Nisan. So the Gemara tells us when the Beis HaMikdash was in its full form, so the halacha was, once they brought the Akravas HaOmer, once they brought the Korban HaOmer, so then at that point and on, that was Matir the Chadash. Now that you're allowed to eat Chadash. But we're in Chutz Laretz. We don't have a Korban HaOmer, so how are we allowed to eat Chadash? So the Gemara says, when you're in Golus, you don't need the Korban. Once the Tet Zayin Nisan, once that day, Mishaheir HaMizrach, once the sun comes up, it's mutter. The day starts, so then it's mutter automatically. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, wait a second. I'm very worried about something that might happen. We hold hashkafically that you have to focus that Meher Yivan and Beis HaMikdash, says the Gemara. We think that every day the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to bring down the Beis HaMikdash and we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash and Mashiach is going to come. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, if that's the case, so this year, the Mashiach is going to come, we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. But people are not going to realize that there's a distinction between this year and last year. Now that we have the Beis HaMikdash, said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we have to wait till the Kohanim bring the Korban HaOmer and allow us to eat Chadash. It's not like last year that once the sun came up, you're now allowed to eat Chadash. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says this is going to be a big problem. So the Gemara questions, what's going to be the scenario? When are you so worried that people are going to eat chadash? So Gemara says, very nice. You're right, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Maybe they're going to eat before the actual time of Krasa Omer. So let's say, you know, the Kohanim go to an 8 o'clock minyan. They go. When they bring the Tamid Shachar, they bring the other Karbonos. By the time they bring the Omer, so then it's 9 o'clock. So let's at least allow the chadash from Chatzos. The Kohanim are not going to dilly-dally until Chatzos. These are not lazy people. They're going to have, let's at least don't. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana was the whole day of Tezayim ben Nisan is Aser. The Gemara says, Yom Henef Kulo Aser. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was worried about this. So the Gemara says, what are you so worried about the whole day? At least from Chatzos and on, they're not going to delay it after Chatzos. So let's be Matir the Chadash from Chatzos and on. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is worried that maybe the night before, the night after the 15th, they're going to have the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to be so osik in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, then by the time it comes in the morning, they're going to now start preparing for that Akravas HaOmer, then because they're going to be so busy with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and then to start with the preparations for the Omer, it's going to automatically delay past Chatzos.
What? Is this a Masorah, or is this as far as Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Because put aside Bais Rishon Bais Sheni because Moshe Mashiach is different. But if you go back to Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is the first Gula, which would relate to the ultimate Gula, even Bnei Yisrael had Hachana there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Moshe, tells him to prepare, gives him the Makos, then Eva Katia Laila. So there's a whole element. So the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the way we have in the Torah, that the ultimate Beis HaMikdash is instantaneous. There's, you know.
So you're asking, is there going to be a difference between the? We'll see the next.
Not between the Gula Rishona, which is
we'll see.
So legitimate.
The Gemara learns these halachas from the Hakamas HaMishkan. So the Mishnah already makes your ha'ara that he says you see that the Hakamas HaMishkan, which was the first Gula, so that the halachas that are given from the Mishkan, which is Bayom Hakimas HaMishkan, so also Binyan Beis HaMikdash has to be Bayom. So the Gemara parallels Mishkan to Beis HaMikdash. Whether or not all the halachas of all the Beis HaMikdash are the same, we'll see in a second. So we're holding this Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan prohibited the whole day to eat chadash. So Gemara asks, why? Even if they're going to be delayed, they're not going to delay it past chatzos. They have to do other things. They're not going to delay the omer so long. So Gemara says, no, they might delay. Because maybe they're going to be so osik the night before that they're going to be build the Beis HaMikdash, and then everything's going to be delayed, and it's going to delay past chatzos. They're going to be very osik, and by the time they do the achanas for the omer, it's going to be already after chatzos. Or the Gemara says, maybe it's going to be not at nighttime the night before, maybe it's going to be on the 15th Samach L'Shkia, right before the night. So then we're going to be worried that maybe they're going to also delay and dilly-dally, and it's going to go past Chatzos. So that is why Rabbi Yochanan made a takana, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai made a takana, that therefore the whole day is Aser, Tezayim and Nisan is Aser Tzid Chodesh, Yom Henef Kulo Aser. So Rashi, Tosos, the Ritva, all the Rishonim, they're asked. I don't understand. We started this year, there are two limitations to the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. You can't do it at night, and you can't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Gemara's two options of what Rabbi Yochanan said, that when is the Beis HaMikdash going to be built that's going to cause the Kohanim to be delayed for the Akrovas HaOmer, contradict specifically these two options. The Gemara says either it's post the 15th at night, or no, it's before on the 15th, which is Yom Tov, Samach L'Shkia. So the Gemara totally contradicts any of the options of what the halacha is when you're allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi and Tosfos say, this is not a viable option. The Beis HaMikdash is possible at these times. You can't build the Beis HaMikdash now. Well, why is the Gemara giving these two options? You
can't build the HaMikdash at night.
At night or on Yom Tov. Why is the Gemara giving these two options? So Rashi and Tosfos said, absolutely not. Rashi and Tosfos says there's a different story over here. Mirtz Hashem next week on Thursday, but Be'ezus Hashem, Rashi and Tosfos say, this week on Thursday, Rashi and Tosfos say there's going to be a totally new type of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, we built ourselves, and the Klal Yisrael built it. Bayis Shlishi will be, like the Mechilta says, Mikdash Hashem Konenu Yodecha. The Mechilta says that the Ribbono Shel Olam will open up the Shemayim, the Beis HaMikdash will already be built, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will send a full-fledged Bidyon down to the ground. And we will not build the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi and Tosfos say, if that's the case, so there's no problem. The Ribbono Shel Olam's Mikdash, that could be at the nighttime, that could be on Shabbos and Yom Tov, all these two of them don't matter, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's two options of when the Binyan Beis HaMikdash by the Bayis Shlishi is going to be, it was even at night, even on at the time of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because Rashi says Bayis Shlishi is different. Bayis Shlishi is the Ribbono Shel Olam's Mikdash. So that's what Rashi and Tosfos say. The question is, A, the Munkach Rebbe in his Chuvas Minchas Lazar already points out that the Rambam Shita is clearly not like this. Because the Rambam, for two reasons. The Rambam, first of all, says in Hilchus Malachim, when the Mashiach is going to do everything that he's supposed to do, and he lists, V'yikabit Nidcha Yisrael, he's going to gather all of Klal Yisrael together, V'yibane Beis HaMikdash. The Yivne Beis HaMikdash, and he will build the Beis HaMikdash. So it's clear that the Rambam holds that the Bayis Shlishi will be built by man. And the Mashiach will lead us in that. And furthermore, says the Munkach Rebbe, the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash in his Binyan HaMitzvahs. If it's a mitzvah Lidoros that pertains to us, that's the Rambam counts in the Binyan HaMitzvahs. However, if this is a mitzvah that's not okay to us, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to do whatever he wants to do. So he's going to send down a Beis HaMikdash. So who cares? Why is the Rambam counting in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Is he telling us what the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to do? So the Munkach Rebbe says it's clear that the Rambam did not hold like Rashi and Tosfos. There are some, the Maral Diskin wanted to say that Rashi and Tosfos themselves also, they don't mean that we're not going to be involved at all. He said that maybe Rashi and Tosfos meant that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to build the whole Mikdash. He's going to bring down the whole Mikdash. And we're going to put the Sha'arim up. We're going to do the last nail. We're going to put in something. We're going to do a little tikkun at the end. And there's a smach to this shita of the Maral Diskin, because we say in davening, V'har'enu b'vinyana, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will show us the binyan, V'samchenu, and we will be happy, this b'sikuno, with the tikkun, with the last little tikkun. So it's a very interesting idea that the Maral Diskin writes, but the problem is that it's not what Rashi and Tosa say. Rashi and Tosa say nothing about our involvement, and that's how they get around the question of Laila and Shabbos and Yom Tov, and it seems like the Rebbe Shlomo is going to build the whole Beis HaMikdash. So the Munkach Rebbe said he thinks that Shitas HaRambam is against Rashi and Tosos, that we will be involved, we will build the Beis HaMikdash. So what does the Rambam hold? The Gemara seems to be against. So the Munkach Rebbe writes, you should know, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger in his Sefer, Aruch Lener, already argues with Rashi and Tosos. He thinks that Rashi and Tosos are not correct. So the Munkach Rebbe says, maybe the Rambam holds like the Aruch Lener. What does the Aruch Lener say? He says,
what was the Aruch Lener?
Well, the Aruch Lener was Rav Yaakov Ettlinger. He was in the 1700s, I think. Later in the
1800s? It was like after the Akiva Egon and Chatam Sofer.
So the Aruch Lener, the Aruch Lener writes that he was in the time of right, because he wrote back, we'll see in a second, he wrote back to the Tzir Shkash. So the Aruch Lener writes there in Sukkah, he says he doesn't agree with Rashi and Tosos. He says that it must be that we are going to be involved with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because the Gemara, because the Tfilos that we daven is b'mheir v'yibane yibane Beis HaMikdash, that the Binyan should be built. But the Aruch Lener says if Rashi and Tosfos are right, we should change our Tfilos and we should say b'mheir v'yameinu yigale lanu Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbeinu Shlom should reveal a pre-built building. What does it mean b'mheir v'yameinu? He says all our Tfilos are Tfilos Shav. So the Aruch Lener says it must be that Rashi and Tosfos are incorrect, and it must be that we are going to build in Mir Tishan next Thursday the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so Aruch Lener, that's a very nice shot, but there are many questions that you're going to now have to answer. Question one is how are you going to deal with this mechilta, Mikdash Hashem Konanu Yodecha, that Rashi and Tosfos both say that that's where that the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to bring down the Beis HaMikdash. So Aruch Lener says that doesn't bother me, because just like in this world we have a guf, and the Rebbeinu Shlom put in us a ruach to the ma'ala, he blew within us a neshama. So too, the Beis HaMikdash needs a physical structure, needs a guf that Klal Yisrael is going to have to build. And then, and only then, will the Rebbeinu Shalom place inside the structure of the Mikdash that we build the Mikdash Shalmaila, which will be the neshama of the Beis HaMikdash. When the Medrash...
Well, you have to go to such a philosophical, Kabbalistic... You need a Shad HaShina.
So when he says that the Aruch Lener, when the Gemara tells, when we say that the Mikdash Shalmaita is connected to the Mikdash Shalmaila, it means that there is an actual Mikdash of the Rebbeinu Shalom that comes down, which is like the neshama of a guf. So he says there that that's what the mechilta means, that yigala lanu beis hamikdash. Because according to you, it's not yigala lanu beis hamikdash, it's yishra lanu es hashchina. So he says, no, the mechilta meant a spiritual beis hamikdash will be placed into the guf, the physical structure that Klal Yisrael will build. So that's how he deals with the mechilta. However, what about the Gemara in Sukkah? The Gemara in Sukkah specifically said that there's no limitation to Laila, and there's no limitation to Yom Tov. How is this possible? The Gemara earlier we said that these are the two limitations that are given to Binyan Mitzvah, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the Aruch Lener gives a razzle-dazzle pshat. He says there's a Tosus in Shabbos on Naftzadi Hei. Tosus in Shabbos on Naftzadi Hei tells us that to make cheese on Yom Tov is mutter. L'tzorech Chol Nefesh. What is the malacha of making cheese that we are matzil l'tzorech Chol Nefesh? The malacha of boneh. To make cheese is megabin, is a tolda of boneh. So he says Tosos, if that's the case, so we have a concept of halacha, mitoch shehutcher l'tzorech Chol Nefesh. Once a malacha is mutter l'tzorech Chol Nefesh, so hutcher nami shelo l'tzorech. So now it's even going to be mutter for other tzorachim, even if it's not necessarily l'tzorech Chol Nefesh. This is the sheet of Beis Hillel, which we pass him like. So Tosla says there, so you should be allowed to build your house on Yom Tov. Just like you're allowed to make cheese, which is a toldo of binyan, for Ochol Nefesh, because Megabin is Mutar on Yom Tov, so you should also be allowed, Shelo Litzorech, to build your house. Mitoch Shehutcher Litzorech, the Megabin of cheese, Hutcher Nami Shelo Litzorech, of making a house on Yom Tov. So Tosla's there, and Shabbos says, so Taka, why is it also for us to to build our house on Yom Tov. So Tosfos says the only reason it's usher is because it's Odin Nechol. It's not proper. But on a Daraisa level, it's really mutter for you to build your house. So the Rav Lener says, maybe this Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, held like that Tosfos in Shabbos, that Megabin, the making of cheese, is a tolda of Bona, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held that really Minat Torah, it's mutter to build a Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. Not like the other Gemara. And it's really mutter because it's a told of, because Bona is, Megabin is Bona. And Mitok Shehutra Letzorech, Hutra Nami Shalol Tzorech, we can even build other buildings like the Beis HaMikdash. I, Tosfos said, it's still Asur Min Derabbanan because of Odin Dechol. It's not proper to do this on Yom Tov. So the Aruch Lener says, yeah, but Letzorech the Mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we were matir in Isur Derabbanan of Odin Dechol. So on a Doraisa level, you're matzeh the mitzvah of binyan, you're matzeh the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash because of mitoch. Mitoch shehutra l'torah, chutra namei shelo l'torah. Just like Tosfos said, you would even be allowed to build a house on a Doraisa level. And then, midrabbanan, there's still an usher in Isser of Ovnin Dechol. So because there's a mitzvah of binyan Beis HaMikdash, so we now would permit the Isser Derabbanan of Ovnin Dechol. Aye, so why does the Gemara in other places say that it's usher to build the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov? They obviously held that Megabin is not a told of binyan. So you never find the idea of binyan being mutter, l'sarach ha'chol nefesh, that can get the mitoch shehutra l'torah to start rolling. If you don't hold Megabin as a told of binyan, so then binyan is usher on Yom Tov. They don't hold like the told in Shabbos. So that's what the Aruch Lener writes. So wow, so razzle dazzle shot. But what's with Lila? The Gemara also said you can build it at night. And the Mitoch's not going to help us. It's not even Yom Tov at night. So how's that going to be allowed? Aye, it's possible. So the Aruch Lener says, no, you misunderstood the Gemara. That which the Gemara said that it's mutzah to build at night, that's not the binyan Beis HaMikdash. That was talking about the binyan of the Mizbeach. The binyan of the Mizbeach is going to be at night. The Mizbeach doesn't follow the same rules and regulations of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Shavuos tells us, B'yom HaKimas HaMishkan, the structure of the Mikdash cannot be built at night. However, when it comes to the Mizbeach, this doesn't have to necessarily pertain to this. This, the halachas of the Mizbeach don't have to be the same as the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, he says, that's what the Gemara was talking about, the build of a Lila. The structure of the Beis HaMikdash cannot be built of a Lila. So this Aruch Lener, if we look back to what we were discussing before, is disagreeing with the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma said, when we ask, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that we have to cover our sakin on the Shulchan, and the Bizman Birkas HaMazon. And the reason is because you can't build the Beis HaMikdash B'Laila. So too, you can't build a Mizbeach B'Laila. You can't build, I'm sorry. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you are not obligated to cover the Sakinim because there's no binyan Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore there wouldn't be a binyan of the Mizbeach. So ask the Meshech Chachma, so there's no binyan Beis HaMikdash at night either. So why, there's no binyan Mizbeach either at night. So you see that the Meshech Chachma's question is assuming that all the halachos of binyan Beis HaMikdash are going to carry over to the halachos of binyan Mizbeach. The Aruch Lener is saying, no, the pshat in the Gemara in Sukkah that said that it's a viable option to build at night is talking about Mizbeach, which doesn't follow the restrictions of the binyan Beis HaMikdash. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Aruch Lener and the Meshech Chachma? Whether or not the restrictions of building the Beis HaMikdash apply to the Mizbeach as well. That is question one that I'd like to deal with. Question two, a more fundamental question. Rashi and Tosfos, we said before, disagree with the Rambam. The Munkach Rebbe said, the Rambam Shita is that this week, Mirtz Hashem, Bayis Shlishi, we are going to build, and Rashi and Tosfos hold no. The Rabbono Shalom is going to build the Bayis Shlishi, and therefore there are no problems of Lila and Shabbos and Yom Tov. I don't understand. If the Gemara tells us that the Beis HaMikdash is pasul if it's built b'layla, or the Beis HaMikdash is pasul if it's built on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So, very nice the Rabbono Shalom is going to build it. But he's going to build us a pasul Beis HaMikdash. If this is a psul in the Beis HaMikdash, you could be the Rabbono Shalom, but it's not a good Beis HaMikdash. Why is it that because the Rabbono Shalom is going to build it, now the psul doesn't exist? I think it's a fundamental question. Why should this help? I'd like to deal with that question as well. I think to answer all these questions that we asked, we need to discuss another major discussion when it comes to the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Who is involved in the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam clearly tells us that in the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash doesn't only apply to men, but it also applies to woman. And the question is, many of the Achronim ask, why is this so? If I just told you that there are two restrictions to the building of the mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash, it can't be on Shabbos and Yontif, and it can't be at night. So, is this not a classical example of a mitzvah saseh she'azman grama? Is this not a time-bound mitzvah? So why is it that the Rambam tells us that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? So, the truth is, if you look in the Sukkim and Shmos, it's not only the Rambam. The Torah already tells us that the women were the ones who weaved the Urios for the Mishkan. So you see in the Pasuk that women already were obligated in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the truth is that Beis Yitzchak of Yitzchak Shmelkish says that's not necessarily a proof. Because you could have said they volunteered. They weren't obligated, but they volunteered to weave the Urios in the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Beis Yitzchak says, a whole cheshbon, he says, but that can't be according to Or Rishonim. Because we have the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam, which is said in Shulchan Aruch in a few places, by the mitzvah of Tzitzis, by the mitzvah of Lulav, by other mitzvahs, by Tzillin. The Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, Tzillin is according to everyone, but Rabbeinu Tam's Shita in Gittin on Daf Mem Hayim Abayis says that if a woman is potter, is exempt from a mitzvah, not only is she not obligated in the mitzvah, but she cannot create the Ches HaShel mitzvah for a man to now accomplish the mitzvah. For instance, if you, a man, are chayav in tzitzis, and a woman is not chayav in tzitzis, she now is puzzle to create the ches HaShel tzitzis for a man to now accomplish the mitzvah. Or if you hold that a lulav needs an eget, like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, or maybe even Shitas Rabbanan, so if a woman is not obligated in the lulav, she cannot create the eged for the lulav because she's mufka from this mitzvah. She's not obligated in this mitzvah. She can be mekayim in the mitzvah, she can volunteer, but she's not mechuyev, and you need someone who's mechuyev bedover to create the ches HaShel mitzvah. So if that's the case, right, so you can't say that the woman, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can't say that the woman volunteered in the mishkan. Because if they weren't obligated, like the Rambam said, they obviously were obligated. Because if they weren't obligated, then it's a pasul and mishkan. So it must be that they were obligated. So if so, so we come back to our question. So the pasuk tells us they were obligated.
How about, do we have an inyan halacha where someone could be involved in the chetza shel mitzvah or the binyan shel chetza shel mitzvah? There's no kedusha to that chetza. Now there needs to be a tikkun, a chalos, between that chetza that existed to what it was, and now that whole chalos now creates the kedusha. So unlike, let's say, tzitzis, that you take this beged and you make it to lulush tzitzis, and then so the person who's not mechuyev can't make the beged tzitzis. But what happens if you build a house, right? And then from the house there needs to be another stage, which is the finishing stage. And the finishing stage then creates the chalos into the kedusha of that house, of that base, of Mikdash.
I think he assumed that the every chelak of the binyan base of Mikdash has to have this.
So the
assumption is also from tzitzis that it's not even if the men's going to do the other stages, if the woman does one stage, it's still going to be a problem.
So it's every stage of the binyan base of Mikdash. It's not like this.
Correct. Because we only see that they did the reyes. Correct. So
how are we going to in the original base of Mikdash only? Only Jews were involved in, when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, didn't he go to all the Umas Olam to put
So this is the question. Why are women obligated in this mitzvah? It seems to be a time-bound mitzvah. So one of the answers, which is really a fundamental yisod in the sugya of mitzvah saseh she'azman grama, is the answer that Rav Yitzchak Shmelkish suggests, as well as the Munkach Rebbe, which is based on a Turi Evan. We have to give a little background. The Tosfos in Kiddushin asks, why is it that the Torah says a pasuk that a woman is not obligated to be malhus her son? The pasuk says by Avraham Avinu, oso velo osa, that you have a pasuk telling us that she does not have to be malhus her son. Tosfos asks, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a mitzvah saseh she'azman grama. A milush lo bezmana doesn't exist on Shabbos and Yontif, and it doesn't exist at night. So then this is a time-bound mitzvah. So the Turi Evan says there's a difference. When it comes to a time-bound mitzvah, the Turi Evan writes, there's two types of time-bound mitzvahs. and like a tape recorder. If this recorder right here, I could have two options. I could press the pause button, or I could press the stop button. If I press the stop button, that means the whole recording is over. That means everything that was done is finished. It means the recording from yesterday is yesterday's recording. Now, when I'm going to press record again, it's a new recording. Some mitzvahs are like that. When I have the mitzvah yesterday, the daytime stops, and now I can't accomplish the mitzvah at night. That's because the mitzvah is over. You press the stop button. Nighttime is a stop button. Or, no, you could say that nighttime is not a stop button. Nighttime is a pause button. It's a pause button within the same recording. But I just want to pause for a certain amount of time. So when I have the mitzvah today, and then at nighttime the mitzvah has to stop, is it a stop button? Or no, it's a pause button. When you wake up the next morning and that mitzvah exists, is it a new mitzvah? Or is it an extension of the same mitzvah from yesterday? It just had a hefsek of a time that you couldn't accomplish the mitzvah. This, the lashon of the Turi Evan, is man hafsaka versus man batola. It's mevata the old mitzvah, or it's masik the old mitzvah. So when it comes to the mitzvah of Mila, says the Turi Evan to Tosfos, if I wake up the next morning, I have the same mitzvah that existed yesterday, just I wasn't able to accomplish it at night. If that's the case, so the Turi Evan writes that if so, so that's not a mitzvah as Eishes Man Grama. That's just a mitzvah that exists even today that extended, but it just had a time that it was a hefsek. It wasn't mevatel the mitzvah. So too says the Rebbe Yitzchak Shmelkish. You could say the Turi Evan by Binyan Beis Hamikdash. The mitzvah that I have today to build the Beis Hamikdash is the same mitzvah that I had yesterday. I just have a certain amount of time that's considered like a pause button that I can't accomplish the mitzvah. But that's not a time-bound mitzvah. Now, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, I just like to the Shabbos and Yom Tov aspect of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash cannot be on Shabbos and Yom Tov is not necessarily a question that should now cause it to be a mitzvah of Yeshayahu Zman Grama. Because Rabbi Kiva Eger on the same Tosfos and the Maharit both suggest that the fact that one can't do Mila on Shabbos and Yom Tov is not a proof that is a time-bound mitzvah. No! The mitzvah is on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The chiv of the mitzvah is on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's just that I have a technical prohibition that I cannot do the mitzvah, that I cannot carry out the chaticha, the milah, because Shabbos prohibits me. However, if you look at the nature of the mitzvah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the mitzvah exists then also. So the questions that we're going to have to deal with are just focused on Laila. So when it comes to Laila, the Turi Evan wants to suggest, maybe when it comes to certain mitzvahs, that the same mitzvah today is the same mitzvah from yesterday, and it was only a zman hefsek, a pause button, in the middle at nighttime, so that doesn't create it to be a mitzvah saseh Shabbos. This is a very nice answer of the Turi Evan. However, the problem is, Tosos clearly doesn't agree with it. Because Tosos, by the fact that he asked the question by Mila, that it's a mitzvah of Eishes Man Grama, because it doesn't exist at night, so Tosos obviously holds even pause buttons create mitzvahs Eishes Man Grama and cause them to be time-bound mitzvahs. So how are we going to be asked of Tosos? Tosos, who, one of the Balei Tosos is Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that if a woman is pasul from the mitzvah, it's going to be a pasul mikdash. So we have to be miyashiv for Shitas Tosos as well. So there are other answers given. Some of the Achronim suggested, the Munkach Rebbe suggests, and the Minchas Lazer, that not everyone in Klal Yisrael who was mechuyev in Binyan Beis Hamikdash was crafty. Not everyone could really carry stones and take care of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, the structure. There were people who donated money. There were people who gave drushes. The Rabbanim gave drushes of how to build things. People who worked on the architecture. There were different aspects of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash that obviously existed at night. So some condemned it. Maybe the mitzvah does exist at night. Just the actual building doesn't exist at night. So that was one option. There's another option given by the Zera Avram, of Avram Luftover, who was the son-in-law of the Or Sameach. He's a businessman, but he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He writes that there's a concept in Kachim that Dover Halamed Eino Chozer Malamed. When it comes to Kachim, you can't have something that was learned out in a Hekish, now it's going to, that thing that was learned out and took from somewhere else through a Hekish, Halacha, now it's going to be Chozer Malamed to other places. So what's the source of Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama? It's from Tefillin. How does Tefillin have the Ptur? It's learned out from a Hekish to Talmud Torah. Just like Talmud Torah, the Torah says, V'limatem osam b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. So women are pturos from Talmud Torah. And then we learn to tefillin through a hekesh that is ptur. So now you want to learn to the Beis HaMikdash, to Inyanei Kachim. What's more Kachim than Beis HaMikdash? The Makom HaKachim. You want to learn Dover HaLamed, Chozer Malamed? That doesn't apply to Kachim. So Rav Wolfenberg wants to suggest, maybe the halacha of Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Mangrama won't apply to Kachim because it was learned out from a Dover Alamed and it can't be Chozer Malamed. So this is a good suggestion, but maybe Beis HaMikdash is not Kachim.
Don't we have other cases where women are Mechur because of because they're B'toch HaMitzvah, like Yitzhak Mitzrayim and...
So he wants to suggest that's true, but when it would come to the halachas of Kachim, maybe you can't extend it. So
you don't have to say that. You can say that Heim Boto Anes, they're involved.
Af Heim Hai Boto Anes, there's the Rishonim, some of the Rishonim say would not necessarily obligate you on a Daraisa level. Maybe it's only a Chayav Darabanan, but it's a good question. So, and also, I don't know exactly what Nes would be here. It's not necessarily... We're not commemorating a nace over here when it comes to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the halachas of Afin Ayvah
is a nace because that's a whole...
The Gula Shlema will be a nace, but it's not commemorating an old nace. When you have the halachas of Hafin Ayvah's a nace, it's that the mitzvah applies now commemorating a nace that happened prior. So this will be a future nace, obviously, but it's not necessarily commemorating a prior nace.
But that's the nace.
No, so the halachas of Afin Ayvah's a nace means Afin Hayu.
No, but the Beis HaMikdash gets built tomorrow. Instantaneously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents us the Beis HaMikdash, where the Machlokas is Min HaShemayim, or we're...
You're not commemorating anything.
But as soon as it's there,
there's no halacha that's something that's a nace that we obligate women. There's a halacha that if it was if the nature of the mitzvah is to commemorate a nace, and the woman were involved in that story...
They would be involved in Beis HaMikdash ongoingly.
No,
they don't have an obligation.
No, what I'm saying is, the day before Yitzhak Mitzrayim, they will Afhei Moi Tuba Anes. Once Yitzhak Mitzrayim happened, the next day, Afhei Moi Tuba Anes. Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which will be Anes, whether it be Anes, this Anes, they will be in that Anes. And then the next day, they will be Mechoy Medoch Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because they will
what?
Whatever everybody else will be
built. No, the Beis HaMikdash will be built. That was the Anes. That's done.
Now they have to be involved.
Afhei Noi Bo Zanes is when we have Neiros Chanukah today, commemorating the Nes that happened then. So that's one option. The question is, maybe one can suggest that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not a Yoni Kachim. Maybe the halacha of Davar Alamid Chozer Malamid is when you're talking about a korban. Is once you have the Beis HaMikdash and you're being makar korbanos. Maybe the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash fits with the rules and regulations of other mitzvahs. It's not a Yoni Kachim. It's a hechsher for Kachim. I'd like to suggest another answer that really can shed light on the questions we asked before. What I'd like to suggest is the Ritva. The Ritva in Kiddushin asks the same question as Tosfos. When it comes to the mitzvah of Mila, why do I need a pasuk to exclude woman? Hello, woman. This is a mitzvah of Seishas Mangrama. It doesn't exist at night. So the Ritva says, mitzvah of Seishas Mangrama is limited to a chovas hagavra. Something like a person has to shake luav, he has to do a maisa, nitilas luav, so then if it's time-bound mitzvah, woman or ptur. A person has to put on tefillin, so that's a chovas hagavra. When it comes to mitzvah smila, that's not a chovas hagavra, that's a chova for me to do le'achirim, to do on my son, to fulfill his mila. He has to be nimo. A chova al achirim, that doesn't have the regular ptur of mitzvah seishas mangrama. Only a personal chovas hagavra has the ptur of mitzvah seishas mangrama. The Minchas Chinuch makes this ritva famous. He says, based on this ritva, we can now understand that women are obligated in Shemitah. Because Shemitah is not necessarily an obligation on the person, but rather it's a chovas hakarka. So therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, the ptur of mitzvah saseh shaz mangrama won't apply to the mitzvah of Shemitah, because it's a chovas hakarka, and therefore it's a chova al acherim, and therefore it would apply. It's not necessarily like a chovas hagavra, like netilas luv. What is the nature of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Is Binyan Beis HaMikdash a chovas hagavra that we should build, that we have a mitzvah to now take a brick and put it up? Or no? Is binyan beis hamikdash a chovas habayis? That the bayis itself should be bonne. The bayis itself should be built. One could ask this question. There would be major ramifications to this question. I could say that really, on the one hand, no, there's a mitzvah just like there is to shake lulav. So there's a mitzvah for me to build a beis hamikdash, a chovas hagavra. Or no, one could suggest the bayis should be built kidei lahakrif karbonos. That's the nature of the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash. Just like we have a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, the purpose of the beis hamikdash. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of beis hamikdash is kidei lahakrif karbonos. It's a hechsher in order that the beis hamikdash should be built. A chovas habayis should be bonoi so that you should be makrif karbonos. And the Ramban says no, absolutely not. It's totally disconnected from karbonos. There's an independent mitzvah of chovas hagavra to build the beis hamikdash. So one could suggest that maybe this would shed light on what the chova is. Is it a chovas habayis, and therefore it's a hechsher for a karbon? Or no, is it it's independent for a karbonos? Not that the bayis has to be built, it's that we have to build, it's a chovas hagavra, that we have to build independent of karbonos. There's a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us that we would have had a havamina that binyan beis hamikdash is docha Shabbos. But says the pasuk, ach es shabso sai tishmoro. No, you're not docha Shabbos for binyan beis hamikdash. So the Gemara asks, but you had a havamina that it would? You thought it would, that you need a pasuk to tell you that it's not? So you see from here, says the Gemara, essay, a mitzvah essay of binyan beis hamikdash could be docha the lav of Shabbos, which is a los asesheish bokaris. So why don't we learn from here, essay docha los asesheish bokaris? So the Rashba and Shabbos and the Chavdalit asks, I don't understand. Why does the Gemara even have a question that essay docha los asesheish should apply over here? When it comes to the halachas of essay docha los asesheish, we have a halacha that Rish Lakish tells us that kol hecha de efshel kaim shneyan, you don't rely on tchiyah. What does this mean? We don't like relying on tchiyah. We would rather be mekayim the essay as well as the los essay. There are taryag mitzvahs, and we want to be mekayim all of them. Certain times we're stuck in a situation that we are forced to rely on tchiyah, and we take the mitzvah and it's docha the los essay. However, Rish Lakish tells us, if you can get around that, and you don't have to be docha the los essay, of course the Rabbeinu Shalom wants you to keep all the mitzvahs. So if it's efshel lekayim shneyim, the essay and the los essay, we don't rely on tchiyah. So the Rashba says, this is Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Don't build the Beis HaMikdash today. Build it after Shabbos. Build it on Sunday. What is the Gemara saying? Esei Docha Losa. Say, I had a Havamina that the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is going to be Docha the Isser of Shabbos. And therefore you should learn Esei Docha Losa Yishvokars. Esei Docha Losa shouldn't apply over here. It's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Keep Shabbos today and build the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow. So the Rashba says he is sold. When it comes to the halacha of Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, that any time there's a possibility to keep the mitzvah and the los asay, we don't rely on tchiyah, that only applies to today. Efshel l'kayim l'machar, says the Rashba, is not an example of efshel l'kayim shneim. We look, our perspective of the mitzvos is today. What is the situation today? Can we get around it today? Is it efshel l'kayim shneim today or not? Tomorrow is another day. Efshel l'kayim l'machar is not, we are mechuyev in the taryag mitzvahs today. We don't look at the option of delaying and pushing it off till tomorrow as efshel l'kayim shneim. And that's why the Gemara, says the Rashba, thought it was viable to say esei docha lo sasei. It was not an example of efshel l'kayim shneim. Some of the Rishonim disagree with the Rashba. And also, the Avnei Nezer points out, he doesn't even understand the Rashba. What do you mean it's efshel l'kayim shneim? So the nature of the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash is not that we have a chovas hagavra to build the beis hamikdash. It's that the bayis should be bonoi. If the mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah is that the bayis should be bonoi, like we said before, shmita is a chovas hakarka, here it's a chovas habayis, so then every second, every day, it has to be built. Today there's a chovah for the bayis to be money. Tomorrow there's a chovah for the bayis to be money. What do you mean, efshel l'kayim l'machar? It's not efshel l'kayim l'machar. You have to be mekayim it today. Not in either. It's you're mechuyev to be accomplished today. And this really, the truth is that if you look in Yevamos, Tosfos Shita is like this. That the halacha is efshel l'kayim l'machar. You really do say is an example of Efshel Lekayim Shneim against the Shita of the Rashba. So if so, if the Tosos holds Efshel Lekayim Lamacher is an example of Efshel Lekayim Shneim, so then why did the Gemara suggest Esei Do Chalos Esei Bedinya Beis Hamidrash? Why don't you build it tomorrow? So the simple answer is that Tosos understands, like the Avni Nezer, that the mitzvah of Binya Beis Hamidrash is a Chovas HaBayis, that it should be Bonoi. If so, every day it has to be built. We don't have an option to delay it tomorrow. If it was a Maisa, a Chovas HaGavra, so I have a one-time mitzvah of a Chovas HaGavra to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be a great day. We have a Chovas HaGavra to do it. So do we have the Chovas HaGavra today, or do we have it tomorrow? So the Rashba could have asked the question, because the Rashba understands that it's a Chovas HaGavra, so he says, so do the Chovas HaGavra tomorrow. But the Rabbi Nezer says, no, the Chov is on the bias. It has to be built today, tomorrow, the next day. It's, you can't miss it out. So says the Rabbi Nezer, and he wants to extend it. The Rabbi Nezer says, the truth is, there's no Chov is a Gavra to build. There's no independent mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. A Goy could build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rabbi Nezer is not the only one who says this. The Tiferes Yisrael, Mishnayos, and Midos says that Goyim could build the Beis HaMikdash. They asked Rav Kook. They said to him, you think that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built in this time? So many people in Eretz Yisrael aren't Shomer Shabbos. Look at what's going on. How is it possible that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built? So Rav Kook said, that's not the issue. To build the Beis HaMikdash, even a Goy can build the Beis HaMikdash. It's once the Beis HaMikdash is built, that's when they're going to have to start being Shomer Shabbos. To build the structure, that's not the chova. Someone has to take care of it. We have to make sure that someone takes care of it. We don't actually have to do the maisa of building. Even a goy can build it, says the Avnei Nezer. However, once the bais is built, that is the mitzvah, to make sure that the bais should be born as the chovas habayis. So it could be this whole machlokas is really dependent on what the nature of the Beis HaMikdash, mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash is. If you hold like the Rambam, that the mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash is kedei lahakriv korbanos, so then the Beis HaMikdash is really viewed as a hechsher. It's a mitzvah that is a hechsher kedei lahakriv korbanos. And the Rambam l'shitaso, because he holds the whole inyan of the Beis HaMikdash, is in order to be machshir korbanos, he counts that the mitzvah of the kelim are included in the mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the kelim are the siva for building the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash should be built. There should be a bias that's bonei kedei lahakriv korbanos, and therefore included in that is obviously the kelim. The Ramban, who holds no. There's an independent mitzvah of a chovas hagavra to build the Beis HaMikdash, irrespective of hakarbanos. So therefore the Ramban, l'shitaso, argues on the Rambam and says that you have to count the mitzvah of the kelim as separate mitzvahs, because it's not kedei l'hakriv korbanos. It could be that this Rashba and the Avnei Nezer and the Tosos that we're suggesting are really arguing, what is the nature of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Is the nature Achovas
Avnei Nezer says, even father, they want to create Avnei Nezer with the Rambam.
Right.
But he says even more so, there is no mitzvah. God can do it.
No, there isn't it. No, there's clearly a mitzvah. But the question is, do we have a chovas hagavra to build it, or no? Is the mitzvah that to make sure that the bias is bonded, like, and therefore it's a chova on the fact that it should be built. So is it that the bias has to be bonded kedei lahakriv korbanos, a hechsher for the korban, or no? Is the mitzvah that no, we have to build the mimas asik like in the zilus luv a chovas hagavra to build. So if so, we can answer our question by mitzvah seisha as man grama. Just like the Ritva says, when it's a chova al acherim, or when it comes to Shemitah's karka, so there's no ptur of mitzvah seisha as man grama if there's no chova sagavra, so too over here, there's no maisa on the gavra to do. There's a chova that a binyan should be built. If you want to get goyim to do it, so that's part of your accomplishment of the mitzvah. You'll get the goyim, you'll hire goyim to do it. The accomplishment is that the bias should be bani kedei lahakir v'lo kermana. The Chazon Nachum, the Shevina Rav's brother, said in Yonah Dioma, really, that this is the machlokes Rabbanon and Rabbi Yochanan when Tisha B'Av should be. If you look, the Gemara tells us in Tainis that Rabbi Yochanan said, I think Tisha B'Av should be on the 10th of Av, because the actual robe of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt on the 10th of Av. And Rabbanon said no. Rabbanon said, Aschalta de Peronusa Adifa. The beginning of the Peronios is really worse, and therefore it should be on the 9th of Av. So Chavina Rav says, this is probably a deep machlokas going on here. What is the hesber of the machlokas between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yochanan? So the Chavina Rav's brother, I'm sorry, says, the Chazon Nachum, he said that Rabbi Yochanan's l'shitasa. Rabbi Yochanan's shita is makriven afal pisha'in bais. That a person is allowed to bring korbanos even if there's no Beis HaMikdash there. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, the fact that we lost the Beis HaMikdash in Tisha B'Av is not a loss in Akravas Karbanos, but it must be an independent loss. It must be that the nature of the mitzvah, says Rabbi Yochanan, of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is irrespective of Akravas Karbanos, because I hold that you could bring Karbanos without the Beis HaMikdash. So what is it? It's a Chovas HaGavra, an independent mitzvah, to build the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Rabbanan hold that no, the only way you can be makriv korbanos is through the kedushas hamikdash, is through the Beis HaMikdash. So if so, Rabbanan said, what did we lose? We didn't lose a physical structure. We didn't lose the independent mitzvah of the building a bias. No, we lost the hakravas korbanos. We lost the ability to be makriv. So the Rabbanan said, no, when we lost the kedusha, the aschalta, that is when our avelus is. Because now we can't bring korbanos. Because that is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, so that you should have a bias that's bonai, that is a hechsher, kedei lahakriv korbanos. Whereas the Yochanan is the other shita that we presented. No. Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not necessary for korbanos. We could bring korbanos even without the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that the purpose of the mikdash is that we should build the physical structure of the mikdash, an independent mitzvah. There's a mitzvah essay for us to build the structure, not connected to korbanos. So if so, the Rabbi Yochanan Lashitaso holds that the avelus is when the actual physical structure on the 10th day, when we lost that mitzvah, the independent mitzvah of imakar korban, of building the physical structure, not connected to the Akrovas Karbonas, to the Kedusha. If this is so, we now understand the machlokas between the Aruch Laner and the Meshech Chochmah. Whether or not the restrictions of the halachas of Yom V'Laila that apply to the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara and Shavuos tell us, will now extend itself to the Mizbeach, depends on what the nature of the mitzvah is. If the nature of the mitzvah is to build a Beis HaMikdash, kidei lahakriv korbanos, it's a hechsher, so then obviously the rules and regulations, like the Meshech Chochmah told us, should therefore apply to the Mizbeach as well, the Makom Avoda. The whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is for the Avoda, and the Beis HaMikdash can't be built at night, so to the Mizbeach can't be built at night. However, if one holds like the Aruch Laner, no, there's an independent mitzvah for us, a Chovas HaGavra, independent of Akravas Karbanos, for us to build the structure of the Mikdash, like Rabbi Yochanan. So if that's going to be the case, so then one can distinguish, and one can say, no, when it comes to Mizbeach, that is allowed to be built at night. I'd just like to also add that we asked, what does it mean when according to Rashi and Tosos, that when the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to bring the Mikdash down from Shemayim, so then all these psulim of Laila and Shabbos and Yom Tov are not going to apply. But it's a puzzle based on Mikdash. The Ribbono Shel Olam could build it. The answer is no. We just suggested another possibility. You're right. If the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is a Chovas HaBayis, that it has to be Bonoi, and it's a Hechsher for the Hakravas Karbanos, so that Hechsher has to be Kosher. That Hechsher has to be Kosher. It can't be with a Psul. And if it has a Psul of Lila, so you're right. But it could be the Halacha of not building the Beis HaMikdash at night and on Shabbos and Yom Tov is not a Psul, but it's a Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah. There's only an independent Mitzvah, a Chovas HaGavra, to build the Beis HaMikdash at daytime. If you don't do it at daytime, the Gemara and Shavuos says, it's not a psul, because it's not a hechsher, the Beis HaMikdash, it's an independent mitzvah. It's a chovas hagavra, like we said in Rabbi Yochanan. So you missed out on the mitzvah. The Ribbono Shel Olam in the third Beis HaMikdash doesn't need our mitzvahs. He's okay without mitzvahs. If it was a psul, if the pshat in Beis HaMikdash is hakravas karbanos, is a hechsher for karbanos, so then you're right. It can't be done with a psul. And if the nature of the Gemara and Shavuos is that it's a psul, so then you don't have a hechsher. However, if, like we're suggesting, the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash could be a separate mitzvah, a mitzvah to build the structure, irrespective of korbanos, so that's just an accomplishment of the mitzvah, so when the Ribbono Shel Olam brings down the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't need this mitzvah, and he could do it b'layla, where he doesn't accomplish the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash.
Oops.